Okay, let's discuss tonight a topic that came up on today's daf, and that is the sugya of Baal Tashchis. On Zayin Mabez, if you remember the top, the sugya was that there were some white mules that were in the doorway when Rav Pinchas Ben Yair came back into Rebbe's house, and he said, "These are very dangerous, what are you doing here? I can't eat in somebody's house who has these dangerous mules." He says, "Okay, I'll give them to you." He says, "No, what, you want me to have them? That's Lifnei Iver." He says, "Okay, I'll be mafker them. Be mafker them, that's even more dangerous. Okay, so I'll cut off their hooves, so they don't kick people." So he says, "That's also Tsar Balechayim." And then finally he says, "Okay, so I'll kill them." And he says, "Oh, that is Baal Tashchis." So we noted in the shiur the relationship a little bit between Baal Tashchis and Tsar Baal Lechaim. We discussed the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda about hunting. But let's talk for a moment about the topic of Baal Tashchis in terms of lamdas, not just in terms of lamaisa. There's a lot of lamaisa to talk about, but we'll touch on lamaisa, but we'll talk more about the lamdas. What's behind the sugya of Baal Tashchis? Let's start with a mishnah in Maseches Shviyos. The mishnah in Shviyos tells us, this quoted in Brachas, Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, that the Mishnah says, Me'emasa in kotesin eseilonis b'shviyas. When is one allowed to cut off the fruit during a Shemitah year? The Mishnah says that once fruit of a Shemitah tree gets to a certain level of its ripeness, so that it has Kedusha Shviyas, and therefore you're not allowed to cut it down. Right? There's a mitzvah you have to eat, or you're not allowed to destroy perishvias. The Ramban even counts it as a mitzvah say to eat perishvias. La achla v'lo l'schor, la achla v'lo l'hefsid. So once the fruit achieve a certain level of ripeness, so then one is not allowed to destroy them. What is that level? That's a machlokas, beishamay beisilal, beishamay omrim, kol heilonos, bishayotziyu. All trees, when they start, their blossoms first go out. Beisilal omrim, it depends. Carob trees are mishayisharsharu, gafani mishayigru, all different types of shiurim. That's the Mishnah Maseches Shviyos. That one is not allowed to cut down these trees once they reach this certain level. Asks Tosfos in Brachas on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, simple question. Forget Shemitah. Forget Shviyas. You're not allowed to cut down the trees in any year because it's Baal Tashchis. And even if it's not ripe yet, Matosid, the commissioner says, once it's ripe, then you can't cut it down because it's Kedusha Shviyas. Forget Kedusha Shviyas. What about Baal Tashchis? Tosfos, Brachas, Lamed Vav Beis, Vim Tomar, Below Shviyas Nami, Tapek Leit Da'asem Yishu Baal Tashchis. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos gives two answers. And this is going to be our first question. First answer, says Tosfos, the Yishlomar, Delo Ta'in Kava. It's a tree that doesn't produce so much. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. It doesn't literally carry a kava fruit. Delo Shayach Belo Sashchis. Simply, there's no Baal Tashchis there. It produces so little, so there's no really any Baal Tashchis. Answer number one. Answer number two, and the Ritva, it's important to note, only quotes answer number two. Inami. I read the meula bedamim laasos bimena koros, the azlo shayach lo tashchis. It's the type of tree which would be worth more in lumber than it is as a tree. So in this type of tree, there's no iser batashchis, says Tosfos. That's why the Mishnah has an argument, but there's still kedusha shmita, and therefore even in these cases where there wouldn't be batashchis because it's not such a large producing tree, or it's worth more as lumber than as a tree with fruit, so there's no iser batashchis. 2 days of Tosfos. Our first question is, is there an akudas machlokas between the 2 days of Tosfos? What are they arguing about? What does each one reject about the other one? And that's why it's important that the Ritva only quotes one answer. He l'chora saw both answers of Tosfos in front of him, and he only chose to quote one. So why would you say that, even if it doesn't produce, maybe there's an answer about Tashchis? Or the other way, even if it's worth more as lumber, you still can't cut it down. What's the akudas machlokas between the 2 days of Tosfos? Question number one. Question number two. What is the Isser, and we'll get to the question in a minute, but let's go to background for a minute. What is the Isser d'Oraisa of Baal Tashchis? What's included in the Isser d'Oraisa? Fill in some Rishonim, for example, Tosfos Bamitzia on Daf Lamed Bezma Bez. Tosfos assumes, the assumption of Tosfos, is that it applies to everything. And let me say, what does everything mean? Not just trees. As we'll see, someone who might limit it in a minute. But Tosfos, the top Tosfos, on the Bezma Bez and Elamatsias, Tosfos says that Baal Tashchis is Issa Daraisa, and it applies to all cases. The context there is items that we burn after a melech dies, so we burn all of his items because we don't want any other melech to use it as part of Kavod HaMelech. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about it. That is the context. But Tosfos seems to assume that it's an issur d'oraisa for everything. But if you look in the Rambam has an intriguing shita that is not 100% clear what he means. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, Ein Kotetzin Ilani Ma'achal Shechutz L'Medina, Vein Monin Mi'amamas Mayim Kedei Sheyibashu. So we know the context of Baltashkas in the Torah is when one surrounds a city and besieges a city, says the Rambam, quoting that halacha, one is not allowed to cut down the fruit trees around the city or cut off their water source. V'chala kotzeitz loke. And anyone who cuts down the tree while you're besieging a city, it's a daraisa to get malchus. V'lo b'matzar bilvad, and not only in this situation of a siege, elo b'chol makom. Anytime, kala kotzeitz ilon ma'achal derech hashchasa loke. Anyone who cuts down a tree in a destructive manner, malchus. That's the Rambam. Ava kotzeitz in osom hayam mazik ilon zacheres. You let it cut it down if it's destroying other trees. Mazik b'stei acherim. We'll get to some of those heterim. Lo asr tor el derech hashchasa. You can't destroy it. But skip a line. Skip a halacha. The next halacha just says that if it's an ilon srak, a tree that doesn't produce fruit, it's mutter to cut down. But then the Rambam says in halacha yud. V'lo ha'ilonos bilvad, and the Israel doesn't only apply to trees. Ela kol ha'mishaber kelim, anyone who breaks kelim for no reason, ukarei begadim or rips clothing, v'horeis binyan, v'sose ma'ayan, u'ma'abin ma'acholos. If anybody does any destructive act that doesn't have any constructive purposes, derech hashchasa. The Rama continues over below tashchis. That's Baal Tashchis, any of these cases. But then he adds, Ve'eino loke elamakas mardas midivrehem. But in all these other cases, non-trees, you get malkas midirabanan. So this opens a whole discussion. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam seems to include it in the Daraisa, but then he says, you only get malkas for trees. You don't get malkas for kelim. You don't get malkas for clothing. So if you look in the Mishnah Melech right on the bottom, the Mishnah Melech says, V'tireis bedok havadetz harav lomar, Chachamim wouldn't have come and asered everything else in the world if it was only d'oraisa for trees. So it must be the Mishnah Melech assumes that it's d'oraisa for everything, but you only get malchus for trees because that's the only one that's mefurish b'Torah. That's the Mishnah Melech's assumption, right? Because if you look, I gave you the. I have the chumash here. I'm going to try to photostat some of these sheets to put up online if I can. I just have I didn't get to fax or a scanning machine, but I will try to get some of these sources in. But the pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, I'll say all the sources anyway for people to look up. Kisatzer aleil yamim rabim lihlachim el elosafsa. If there's a siege around a city, lo sashchis es eitzel and doach alav garzen. You're not allowed to cut down the trees. We'll get back to that lasher because he's supposed to eat for the trees and not cut it down. Ki ha'adam eats hasadeh lavo miparecha b'matzor. Unusual pasuk. Man is like a tree, and therefore you got to take care. Rak eats asher teida ki lo eats machalhu. Only a non-fruit bearing tree that you're allowed to cut down in the siege. So it's mefurish in the Torah only by trees. So that's why the Mishnah Melech says maybe the Rambam holds that other things are daraisa, but only trees have Malchus. That's the Rambam. Okay, the others argue, the Torah Tamima, in Parashat Shoftim on that pasuk, assumes like the Mishnah Lamelech that is all Daraisa, but no Malchus. Other Achronim assume that maybe it's Darabanan, because that's usually what Malchus Mardus means. There's a little steer in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says you do get Malchus on other things as well, in Mitzvah Nun Zayin. But either way, there is a Shita out there that there's something different about trees, whether it's the only thing that's daraisa or whether that's the only thing you get malchus for. And our question is, why would there be a limit? If Baal Tashchis is about destroying productive items, so then why should it be limited at all to trees? So those are our two questions. Number one, the 2 days of Dozes and Brachas on Mevavim Abeis, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? Is there a Nekudas of Machlokas between those 2 days? And number two, why would you limit it to trees at all? What's a svara to limit? Okay. So now let's get into the discussion of Baal Tashchis. There are, and this will be the framework of our shiur, there seem to be two different ideas behind the Isra of Baal Tashchis. Two different ideas in the Achronim, really. They bring it out, and then we'll put it back into the words of the Rishonim. Two ideas. The simplest understanding of this Isra Bal Tashchis is, why can't I destroy something? Because God gave it to me to use. God gave me something that is supposed to be Lahish Tamesh. And therefore, if I destroy it, I'm going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kavana that He gives it to me to use. This is what the Netziv says, Beferish. The Netziv says in the Hamak Davar and Parsha Shoftim, Ki mimenu tochel, de koma she nitzrach lahana'as adam, mitzvah shelo lahashchis. Anything that is possible for a person to get benefit from, it's a mitzvah not to destroy. Elo lehanos mimenu, v'imkin hu nitzko la'asei. That's the simplest understanding of Bal Tashchis. Don't throw it out. Eat it. Don't destroy it. Use it. Right? That's what the Netziv says. This idea is reflected, not said explicitly, but is reflected in a sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban, in his mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot, in the Shechachas HaAsin, so we know the Ramban knocked out a number of the mitzvahs of the Rambam, so he has to add in the ones that he knocked out, because he agrees that there are 613. So if you look in the sixth mitzvah that the Ramban adds on to the Rambam, that he said the Rambam forgot, mitzvah shishis, the Ramban says, shenitz tavinu, we are commanded, kishen natsur al ir, le'echo min ha'ilanus shebegvula, kol yimei ha-matzar. It's one of the 613. It's a mitzvah asei daraisa, to eat from the trees as we sit around the siege. Right, so as we say, it's never, there's no mitzvah to do every mitzvah. Right, some mitzvahs are situational. There's no mitzvah of avelus. We shouldn't want to do that mitzvah. If, rachmana l'slan, somebody's in the situation of avelus, that's what they do it. So we shouldn't want to besiege a city. If we happen to be besieging a city, so then there's a mitzvah to eat from the fruit. So says the Ramban, V'im nichros osam levat tala, derach hashkasa, navar lasei mosif al halav, hamafurish bo. It's going to be a bit to lasei, not just an iser lav. So the fact that the Ramban counts it as a mitzvah to eat from the fruit, and he links it to the losasei, it seems like he's saying implicitly that the losasei is all about not doing the asei. Because there's a link between them, exactly what the Netziv said. One idea of Bal Tashchis, if we could catch it in a word, it's focused on the chefsa. It's focused on the item. The item is to be used and not to be discarded and not to be destroyed. But there's a very different approach as well. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer, I don't think I mentioned it before, but the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tavkuf Chavtes, in Sefer Parshas Shoftim, when he talks about his Shorash HaMitzvah of Bal Tashchis, he says nothing about this. Shorash HaMitzvah Yaduah, this is classic Sefer HaChinuch. Shehu kidei lelamid nafshenu le'ehov atov atoelos ulidavik bo. What's Bal Tashchis about? To teach us to love the good and the constructive. Umitoch kach tidavik banu atova v'narchik mikol devarah mikol devar hashchasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us something, and everything that we have in life, every situation in life, is to teach us how to act. V'zeu derech hachasidim v'anshei ma'isa, o'avim shalom, u'smechim b'tov ha'brios, u'mekarvim osam l'torah, v'lo yovdu afilu gargir shel charda ba'olam. The great tzaddikim wouldn't even break a mustard seed. They say Rav Kook couldn't even hurt a fly. It was because that's who he was. V'yetzer aleim b'chol yivadon v'ashchasa she'yiru. And it hurts them. Every little destructive act hurts them. Any destructive act, they run away from. The Sefer HaChinuch is saying nothing here about, oh, Hashem gave you something to use, so therefore you shouldn't destroy it. No, it's the Maisa Hashchasa itself. People shouldn't be involved in destruction. Right? Maisa Hashchasa. Sometimes there are mitzvahs of Hashchasa. What can you do? That's what's one of the reasons why certain mitzvahs there's no bracha on. There's no bracha on the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek or Mechiyas Amalek. Because that's a ma'aseh hashchasa, according to one of the Mefarshim. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know what the reason why Bal Tashchis is? Because people shouldn't be involved in destructive acts. Ma'aseh mushchas. So these are two ideas that we have in the behind Bal Tashchis. If you look in Rashi, now going back from the Achronim to the Rishonim, maybe these are even 2 days in Rashi. Rashi Maseches Tainis Daf Chaf. Rashi tells us, the context there is talking about not going to get into the details, about throwing some food into the river. So the Gemara there, and Rashi explains why is that a problem. So Rashi says, Rashi has 2 days there, in Tainus Chafim Abeis. The first day is, Umechzi kaboet betova shehishpia hakadosh baruch hu ba'olam. It reflects that you are rejecting God, all the goodness that He gave you. Number one. Inami mishum techasa Torah mamon shel Yisrael. The Torah is rachmanis. The Torah wants you to use what you have and not throw it in the river. So both of them kind of sound like it's all about God wants you to use it. But if you contrast the second with the second one is for sure. A Torah wants you to use it and therefore it has rachmanis on you. Don't throw it into the river. But the first one is mechzi kiboet betova sheshpia kodesh baruch hu. It's more focused on the person. It's not focused so much on the fact that he's losing, but it's, his acts reflect something about him. So maybe those are even 2 days in Rashi. But if you look back in the Psukim, it's fascinating. Maybe even the Torah itself is alluding to these two ideas. If you look back in Parsha Shoftim, what does the Pasuk say? When you besiege a city, Amim Rabim Lilachim El Safsa, Lo Sashchis Es Eitza Lindoach Alav Garzen. Don't put an axe to the tree. Then the Torah says, why? Why? The Torah usually doesn't say why. Why? Kimi menu sochel ba'oso lo sichros. Because you eat from it. Don't cut it down. That's idea number one of ours. You're going to eat from it. Then there's an asnachta. Right? A stop in the pasuk. That's the end of reason number one. Number two, ki ha'adam eitz asada v'alof nech b'matzar. A tree is like a person. There's some type of symbolism, which hopefully we'll get back to, but there's something symbolic about the connection between a tree and a person. It's interesting that the first chait involved a tree and a person, right? The Eitz Hadas, maybe there's something deeper there to look in the Kabbalistic Sfarim on this pasuk. Ki ha'adam eitz asada. So that might be the second idea, focus on the person himself and not just focused on the fact that he is using up the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. So these are two ideas behind the Isser, the Aveira of Bal Tashlis. So let's talk now about a number of Nafkamina that come up regarding this Chakira. Four or five ideas before we get to, as you can already start thinking, before we get back to the 2 days in Tosfos that we started off with. Number one, major issue. This is the sugya that's the most common issue, commonly discussed issue in Bal Tashlis, and that is, what if there's a greater usage to a person having the tree cut down? Whenever somebody asks a shaila, I want to cut down my tree, because there's always a question, right? And this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara even has this. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph, has the case, Amar Rav, Haidikla Deton Kaba. There was a tree that had a kaba fruit, Asur L'Mitzaseh. You're not allowed to cut it down. On that Gemara, the Rush says, Imayat Tzarech L'Mkomo Mutter. If you need the spot where the tree is, it's mutter. It's mutter to cut it down. That's the Rush. Let's keep going. The Taz quotes that Rush and says, Umizeh, this is the Taz in Yoredeya Kufte Zayin Vav. Actually, the Taz starts off by saying, I have no idea why Bal Tashlis is not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. It's one of those mysteries. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote Bal Tashlis. It doesn't have Hilchos Bal Tashlis. So Taz wonders, I don't know why. I don't know why it doesn't have those halachas. It's Lamaisa, it's Bizman Hazeh. So, okay, Tzarechian. But the Taz quotes this Rush, Tzarech Lemkomo is Mutter. And then the Taz says, Umizeh, just like Tzarech Lemkomo is Mutter, I think any Tzarech Adam. Umizeh hi tarti la'echa tshahaya lo karka im ilanos, la'kutsi ilanos, afo pishi yishblem peros, kadeh livnos beis dira ala. You want to build a house. You let it cut down a tree, you build a piece of land. You want to build your house. You don't let it cut down the trees? The Taz says, of course you are. You want to build a house. I don't know why the Torah doesn't quote this anywhere, but that's the Taz. And the other Achronim pick up on this. If you look at the Binyan Siyah under of Yaakov Atlinger, the Aruch Lener, in Simon Samach Aleph, had an interesting shaila. He was asked, I guess this was the law in the 1800s, there was a man that wanted to get married. And the law in the land was, you weren't allowed to get married unless you had an apartment to live in. That was the law. So, and the only apartment that he could get involved building a house that would he had to cut down trees. So, he couldn't get married unless he had a house, and he couldn't have a house unless he cut down the trees. So, that was the shaila, is he allowed to cut down the trees in this case? So, the Binyan Siyah quotes the Bava Kama, and he quotes the Rush, and he quotes the Taz, and then he quotes that there are some that wanted to say that there's a machlokas rishonim about Tzarech Mekomo, and he quotes that some achronim were medayik and artosas and brachas. Artosas and brachas gives two answers. Why didn't artosas say Tzarech Mekomo? So some others say, oh, maybe Tosas doesn't hold of Tzarech Mekomo. So Binyan Siyah says he can't be medayik like that. Tosas doesn't have to quote every answer in every case. So he quotes Maker Adin. I don't think it's a, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's mutter. He then quotes, I know there are some, and this is also a much-discussed issue in the Sugya Baltashkas, I know there are some that talk about an issue of sakana when it comes to cutting down trees. And it's based on that original Gemara in Bava Kamma. Because the Gemara in Bava Kamma says that the person who, after cutting down a tree with fruit on it, it says that the person who cut it down, his sons died. Gemara says in Bava Kamma. So Gemara doesn't say there that it was a case where you needed the fruit, or it was worth more to the person than it was then. But out of that Gemara has come a fear related to the sugya of trees. I have one of my rebbeim, he's a major posek, so whenever he's asked any shayla related to this, he says, I don't paskin trees. I don't paskin trees. He stays away, he says, go ask somebody else. There's something about these issues. If it's clear, if there's something poisonous, if there's a major tzara gadol, then of course there's no shayla. But if there's a gray area, you know, they're not most poskim will paskin anyway. But there is this sakana issue. But the Aruch Haner already talks about the sakana issue. So he says it doesn't matter to me. I think it's mutter maker adin because he needs to get married. He needs to build a house. You worried about the sakana issue? You know what? I'll give you an etzah. And this is what sometimes is done. I'll give you an etzah. Number one, maybe you could uproot the tree with its roots and plant it somewhere else. So that's not cutting down the tree, not killing it. Number two, have a guy do it for you. Ein shlichus la'akam, and it's he's doing it. Number three, if you're buying a piece of land, tell the guy to cut it down before he sells it to you. So then, again, all three of those are solving the problem of sakana. But Meikar Adin, he says, anyway, mazel tov, go and cut down your trees and build your house. But this is the issue. But if we think about the lumdus, if there is a tzorech ha'adam, so should there be an issur baltashkus, maybe it's tali anar chakira. If you say the issue is, number one, like the Netziv says, because baltashkus is all about the fact that Hashem gives you items to get hanah from, and therefore he doesn't want you to destroy them, then obviously if you have more hanah the other way, then you should be able to cut it down. But if you say it's like the chinachol, that it's a maisa hashchasa, it's the destructive act itself, so then maybe, even if you're going to get hana, even if you're going to get more benefit, still, it's a maisa hashchasa. You might say it's a kol hashchasa if you're going to get more benefit. But this is how this is how one might present the chakira, that if it's the maisa hashchasa, you'd be more hesitant to give heterim, even if it's letzarech ha'ad. Okay, that was number one. Number two. What about L'shem mitzvah. So there is a tshuva of the Har Tzvi. This might have also been L'shem Mitzvah, what we were just talking about. But the Har Tzvi discusses is the Farish. He says in Chelek Beis, Simen Kof Aleph, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frein discusses, you want to cut down some branches for your schach. So was that an issue? So L'chora, everybody, he says, would hold that you're allowed to do this. But what's the lumdis why you're allowed to do it? This is Rav Tzvi Pesach talking. Would you say that it's kind of like an Asi Docha Lo Saseh? There's an Aveira Baltashris. There's a mitzvah of getting schach. You say, the Asi pushes off the Lo Saseh. That's one way you could formulate the heter. Or do I say, no, it's not Asi Docha Lo Saseh. It's that in this situation, there is no Lo Saseh. It's not that there's a Lo Saseh and you need to knock it out. But it's what we might call Hutra. In this situation, L'shem Mitzvah, L'tzorach Mitzvah, then the Baltashkus falls away. It's not that it has to be pushed off. There is no Baltashkus. He says, he quotes from the Shulta Giborim, Hamashlus Litzorach Mitzvah, Ein Bo Mishon Baltashkus, She Nidche Isser Zeh, Mipnei HaMitzvah, She Ritziva Chachamim, Lekor Olam Eisvecholu. See, he quotes some Rishonim that say that it's a Dechiyah, but then he quotes, I think you could say no, Mishum Delo Havi Hashchasa, Kishu Litzorach Mitzvah. It's two internal values that are competing with each other. It's not two external halachos that are knocking at each other. So maybe this issue also might be Talin Ar Chakira. If you say it's an issue of Hana'ah, that it is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a benefit, gives us something to get benefit from, so maybe you say the second way that we said, it's Hutra. If there's greater benefit, then there's no Baltashkus, it falls away. If you say, though, that it's a Maisa Hashchasa itself, focusing on the Gavra, then you might say, even though it's L'shem Mitzvah, but you need a Tchiyah, you need the Aseh to push out the Los Aseh. Number two. So number one is L'shem Eni Tzarech, number two L'shem Mitzvah. Number three, what about trimming? You're still going to get benefit from the tree, but you don't destroy it totally. So it's interesting, the Meiri in the sugi that we started off with, in Brachas Lamed Vav, that's what the Meiri says, to give an answer to Tosas Kasha. Why is there no, by the Shemitah case, why is there no Isser? What do you mean? Any year. So the Meiri says, no, you're only trimming. The Meiri says, Beferish, Brachas Lamed Vav, by trimming, cutting off a branch, there's no Isser about Tashkas. Who might argue? Rashi. It's a Gemara that we've discussed in the past in a totally different context. Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara there talks about a father who's testing his son. Rabba Bar Rav Huna was being tested by his father Rav Huna. Rav Huna took Karashiroi Ba'anfi Rabba Bray. Rav Huna took what we would say in modern times, he took his son's favorite hockey jersey. And he went in front of him and he ripped it up in front of him. Right in front of him. Amar, and he said to himself, Ezo echzi irasach ilo rasach. I want to see if he gets angry at me. He's testing his kibud av aim. Gemara says, V'dilma rasach, how can he do that? Maybe he'll get angry. V'kavra, lifnei iver, lo sitein mechshol. That's what we've discussed this before. Lifnei iver. How can the father do this? Lifnei iver. So the mochel or the yakri. No, the father was mochel. So there was no lifnei iver. Whatever the son would have done, he was mochel. I asked the Gemara, V'kavra mishum batashkus. It's batashkus, you're tearing up a jersey. Tearing up a shirt. The other lay bipombini, says the Gemara. Answer, no, you did it on the hems. He didn't tear it down the middle. He tore it in a place that what? Rashi. Bimakom hatfira, on a hem. She'eno nechzar midamav bekach. It didn't go down in value, really. Yom b'shulav, it's on the edges. So he tore it to get his son riled up, but he didn't really get it down in value. So what the Gemara answer? Isn't it batashkus? No. He tore it in a place where it didn't go down in value. Mashma, that if it would have gone down in value at all, there would have been batashkus. If you trim a tree, it's going down in value. It has less fruit on it, if it's a fruit tree. Right? Unless you're trimming it l'shem, making it grow better. But in the context that we're talking about, the Meiri said there's no batashkus. Context here is though with Lechora we're talking about not L'shem trimming for the goodness of the tree. That for sure, that's not we're not discussing that type of case. That's for sure, that's considered Zomer. That's for the good of the tree. But this is about even the case that it's not Dafka for the good of the tree. Anyway, so it could be a Machlokas between Rashi and the Meiri whether if the one is just trimming, if the item is still there, and you can still get benefit from it, but it's just less benefit, so is that included in the Isser about Tashkas? So again, it might be totally on our issue. Do we say that the Isser is the Hana'ah? So if it's the Hana'ah, so if you still can get benefit from it, maybe it's not Asser. If it's the Mais Ashkas itself, then it doesn't matter. If you still can get benefit from it, you still destroyed something. If you still destroyed something, it could still be Asser. Number three. Finally, two more, and then we'll get back to our Tosis. Pachos Mikashir. What about less than a tiny amount? Similar to what we just said, but that was about an item that went down in value. What if you have crumbs of bread? The Gemara talks about this in Brachas and Daf Nun Beis Mabez. The Gemara says there's no problem with destroying crumbs of bread. Little crumbs. And Tosis still said it's not such a good idea. But the Gemara seems to say it's okay. But the language of the Chinuch, if you remember earlier, said Tzadikim don't even destroy a chardal seed. A chardal seed. Would one say that there's anything wrong with destroying a tiny little thing? So again, if it's the Hanah Shebo, you might say that it's not called Hanah, if it's so little. Masha'enkein, if it is the Maisa, you might not look at the Chepsa, you look at the Gavra, and one might not care if it is such a small amount. One more Nafgamina before we wrap it up. And that is, interesting case, what about Bal Tashris B'Shev Va'al Taseh? Bal Tashris passively. Two examples. The Minchas Yisrach, Dayan Weiss, has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Hei. There was a man who went on a trip to Chutz La'aretz, and he was always makhmir for Pas Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. But he had to go to Chutz La'aretz, and he didn't have enough Pas Yisrael to bring to Chutz La'aretz, so he had Pas Akum. But then we know the Shulchan Aruch said it's a chumra that we try to do. That's Eretz Yimei Tshuva. This person was makhmir on an Eretz Yisrael, but he went and he had Pas Akum. When he came back from his trip, so he had Pas Akum left in his suitcase. So what should he do with it? Now he got Pas Yisrael. So what, he's going to throw it out? Is there Bal Tashchis B'Shev Va'al Taseh? Right, the ultimate, the most common Bal Tashchis case is when a mother says to her child, finish eating what's on your plate, it's Bal Tashchis. Is that really Bal Tashchis? That's our Shiloh right now. Is there Bal Tashchis B'Shev Va'al Taseh? The kid's not destroying it unless he takes it and throws it in the garbage. actively. They'll say, no, mom, you're going to be over baltashkes, right? Because you're going to be the one that's throwing it in the garbage. But is there baltashkes b'shev altase? That's the context, the question of the Minchas Yitzchak. And he discusses it back and forth. Or another case that the Shulchan Aruch discusses. The Shulchan Aruch says that, the quotes a minog in Yoredei and Hilchas Avelos, that they used to hang certain dvarim of the mace outside the house, mishum agvas nefesh. They used to hang things of the mace. And the Shulchan Aruch says not to hang food, because the food will become ne'esar, and the Shach says, and it'll be baltashkes. Again, you're not actively destroying it. You're doing an action here, but it's not actively destroying it. So again, can one violate Baal Tashchis if there's no Maisa Hashchasa? So this might cut exactly the other way than many of the other Nafkaminas. If you say it's totally on the Hana'ah, then it should still be Usser. You're still ruining the Hana'ah. Right? If you let it go, you're not benefiting from what God gave you. If we say, though, that it's totally on, it's the Maisa Hashchasa, it's approach number two, so then it very well could be that in these cases it would be mutter. There wouldn't be an isser per se of Baal Tashchis. Fine. Back to our original questions. What are the 2 days in Tosfos? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos asked way back in Brachas Lamed Vav Mevayis. Tosfos said, what do you mean Shemitah? Every year there's an isser of Baal Tashchis. So Tosfos said, maybe. Answer number one, maybe it doesn't produce much. It's like nothing. It hardly has any fruit on it. And number two, there's more benefit in the lumber than in the trees. So maybe one could suggest these 2 days are our two issues. The second day of Tosfos, which says there's more benefit, because he holds approach number one, that it's all about the Hana'ah. There's more Hana'ah the other way, cutting it down, and that's what you should do. There's no Baal Tashchis. Mashenki, the first day, it maybe holds, you could call it the Maisa Hashchasa. It's hardly any fruit on it. It's like an Elon Srak. So that's not called a Maisa Hashchasa. So maybe that's the 2 days in Tosfos. That's why the Ritva would only quote one of the days. Why would you limit it to trees? So maybe, again, I want us to work on this a little more. The more that it's about the person and the symbolism and the Maisa, the more you might limit it to certain objects. If it's totally on the Hana, like approach number one, then you shouldn't say there's any difference between trees and Kalim and Begadim. The second that we separate it from the chefza, and we say it's focused on the person, on the gavra, and we say there's a symbolism, adam eitz asadeh, so then it leaves open at least a start to explain why one would be able to limit it to trees or not. Okay, but we got into this whole discussion from Chul and Dav Zayin and Mebeis, where the Gemara brought up Baal Tashchis, and B'ez Hashem, we will have another shiur topic, hopefully later in the week.